Okay.
2 years every year, about 3 years ago.
And that was here in Larkspur?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to ask you about the school in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you something about that. Let me get some more background about your family. Tell me your father's name.
Margarito.
Margarito. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he was born in...
In Old Mexico.
Okay, he was born in Old Mexico. Mm-hmm. Now, what did he do for a living? Was he a
here? He was labor on the railroad also.
Okay.
He retired as a labor.
Okay. Is that why he came up here to work on the railroad?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did y'all live here?
We lived the first, when we first got here, ever since I can remember, I must have been about 5 years old. We lived in the old pump house of the old creamery that used to be over here, just a little way. For, I don't know how many years, I was too young to remember, but then we moved right next to my place here where there used to be an old bunkhouse here for the railroad.
Mm. Okay.
Then from there, we moved down below the stockyard. It used to be a stockyard here north of here,
mm-hmm.
in a boxcar that they set out there for us to live in.
My goodness.
So that's
what, those were hard times, weren't they?
Yes, there was. But they was hard, but yet we was making a living.
Yeah.
My dad had a job all the time.
And that's something.
Yeah.
Mm. His, did he go to school? Had he
gone? No.
He didn't?
No education at all.
Okay.
Not even in Mexico.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me your mother's name.
Angela.
And Angela.
Angela.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she was born in Old Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she worked as just a housewife?
Housewife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And her schooling, do you know anything about
school.
It? No school.
No school
at all?
No schooling also.
Okay. Do you remember, did your father or mother belong to any organizations going along? Did they belong to any religious organizations or anything like
that? Oh, well, yeah, Catholic. We was Catholic, that's the only thing.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
And is there a Catholic, is there a Catholic church here in?
No, in Castle Rock.
In Castle Rock is where you had to go up to.
Yes. Castle Rock or Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Denver, wherever.
Okay, okay. But there wasn't one here?
No, there has never been one here.
Okay. If you can tell me your father's, do you remember did you know your grandparents at all?
No, I was 3 years old when we came here.
Okay, so you never knew them at all?
No.
Do you know their names at all?
Oh, gosh. Gee.
Hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know your mother's maiden name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know what your grandparents did on, like, your father's side? Were they back in Old Mexico?
They was the ones that I know, one of my grandparents on my mother's side, he was a pottery maker.
Really?
He used to make pottery.
Okay. And on your mother's side, do you know what they did?
Well, on my mother's side, that's the
one. That's who. How about on your father's side? Were they farmers or...
They must have been ranchers or farmers.
Ranchers
yeah,
or
they
farmers
must have been,
Mexico.
Because really, none of us know much about my grandpa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did your father move? Did he move up here just to make a better living? Was it hard finding work in Old Mexico? Is that why?
No, not really. Not at the time. Not really. But it was on account of the revolution. They left there at the time. Because my dad was, he was a carpenter, and he didn't have no trouble making a living over there, but at the time there was no way to make a living there with the revolution, so they came over here to better themselves.
Okay. Do you know how long your family had lived in Old Mexico? Has it been for many generations? I'm sure it has.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that it from our roots, probably so, yeah.
Okay.
But it's hard to say because we've been digging some little bit on that, and on my dad's side, there's some Spanish blood in him and some French.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's helpful.
And that's on my dad's side.
Okay.
And my mother's side, why, she's an Indian, full-blooded Indian. But I'm not sure.